Monday, January 25th, 2021, 5:42 a.m. Okay, I'm yesterday, Sunday, I painted a good portion of the day working on my Empowered Women panel. Woman panel. There's gonna be a lot of color balancing on this. I gotta really balance the colors to make it work really well. So we'll see how that turns out. And so I've been painting for now for about an hour or so, and watched a little bit of the news. Nothing spectacular happening yet. Let's see some of the past news that I've been watching here. Oh yeah, they're plant. They had all these National Guard troops, and they said that there were more National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. than what we had in Afghanistan and Iraq combined. So that must have been a sight to see all these military people on the streets of Washington, D.C. Protecting the inauguration. And after this inauguration, now for some reason they're keeping a good portion of them, thousands apparently, there until maybe like 6,000 or something, 7,000 I think. I'm trying to recall. They want to keep them there till early March. For some reason, and I don't know what that reason would be, but that's what they're planning on doing. So that's kind of weird. Okay, well, so watching the news, and remember, I watch the conservative news and the progressive news. To get a good idea what's going on, because if you watch just one, you're going to be in a bubble. You have to watch both of them to get some kind of idea or get at least some kind of feel for what's going on. Because through my experience, I think in my past talks here, through my experience, sitting here in my garage, I don't know what's going on in Washington, D.C. I don't know what's going on downtown Sacramento. Okay? I don't know what's going on with the riots and stuff. All you can do is take in the news, try to get a feel for what's going on. And I already know that the news can be reported. Things can get reported and still skew it to where it's nothing what is actually happening on the ground. Nothing. Like I said, there was a support for a proposition here in California, and one day, like I said, I watched as thousands of people lined Sunrise Boulevard, which I'm not too far from, just down the street, and they, I mean, they lined it all the way from Winding Way on Sunrise all the way to Greenback Lane. And just lined on both sides with the supporters of this group, and with some, and then down by Greenback or so, there was some protest counter protesters, a few, you know, maybe a couple of dozen, at the most. And this is what I observed. So I watched the news, and only one news station covered it. I'm repeating this now, just to give you an idea what I'm talking about. So just one news station covered it, and they made it look like, yeah, there were some protesters there in support of it, and there was basically and they try to make it look like an equal number of counter protesters. Okay, so there was an idea out there, a proposition, and there was equal support for it and equal support against it out there. Demonstrating, which was completely false. They didn't say that, but they made it look that way with how they edited the video and what they didn't say. You know, they didn't say, you know, that it looked like thousands. And I'd have to say I'm a pretty good judge of that because I've been in the crowds of thousands before. There were thousands of people lining Sunrise Boulevard. Okay? They didn't say that. They didn't say that there were a couple of dozen counter protesters. They didn't say that. Okay? Like I said, they just edited the video to make it look like there was an equal number on both sides. So when you watch the news, you really have to be careful. And so I try to watch, like I said, I try to watch the progressive news, I try to watch the conservative news and get an idea of what's going on. And and right now what's going on, it looks like there is a effort to cancel out the Trump ideas that he started, and by the progressives, they want to label anybody that's in favor of those ideas, like the border security and staying out of these the Paris Climate Accord or the nuclear deal with Iran. Or and that kind of stuff is actually a supporter of bigotry or a supporter of fascism. Okay? And like I said, I've not been down by the border with all this happening. I could see what's going on in the video that I've been watching. I got a general idea when President Reagan, Republican, gave amnesty to all these illegal immigrants that came to the United States, and just gave them blanket amnesty. Okay, you can stay here. You can work your path to citizenship. No problem. Nobody's going to be. You can get a green card or whatever, and work here legally. When that happened, I said, "Well, that's nice of him to do that, but unless you." Put a control on the border or seal the border, it's just going to happen again, and it did. And I guess the story on that was that they wanted to Reagan thought that made a deal with the Congress that okay, just do that and we'll go ahead and we'll secure the border. They never did. They just let more of them in. So now we're back to an even worse situation where anybody in the world can come into this the US through the southern border and do whatever they want here in the US, and which is unfair to people that are going about it legally trying to immigrate into the US and find a better life for themselves. There are rules, there are laws on the books that say that this is how you should do it. And they should obey it. That's just the way it is. My father did that. He came here from the Philippines and just was legally here to do the work that they wanted him to do. And so it's just unfair. It's just not right. If I'm expected to obey the laws, if you're expected to obey the laws, everybody should be expected to obey the laws. Like both sides say, yeah, the conservative and progressives, no one's above the law. Well, it seems that some people are above the law. So that's just the way it goes. That's just the situation we have, and I don't want that situation. I want if there's a law that I'm willing that I may not like, but I'm willing to go ahead and obey, and I do obey. I want everybody else to do that. I don't want to be the only schlemiel out there doing something that, hey, I don't really have to do because nobody else is doing it. That's just the way it is. So anyway, there's a bunch of there's a movement to get any remnants of Trump's ideas purged from this country, which I don't know. I think that's going to be a tough slog. You're going to have to kill some people to do that, and or push them underground. And that's And that's a totalitarian, well, it's at least authoritarian. And if you make a law that says you can't think that way, that wanting border security for the U.S. is bigoted, so you can go to jail for that, then yeah, that's totalitarian. It's authoritarian to make you, to force you to think that, but you don't have to believe it, but at least you got to think it, you know. So anyway, that's it for now. Let me get back to painting. I kind of want to get some of this done here. 12:01 a.m. Okay, I finished painting about 45 minutes ago. I came back and I had to eat my lunch, and I came back to clean up. So I'm pretty much done for painting today. So yeah, so that's it for now. Have a good day.